All right, let's go ahead and get started. Thanks again for coming. I forgot to ask the most important question since you're so many of you rolling out Windows 10. How many of you looked at Store for Business? You don't count since you're on the team. So that's Jan. I'm Matt Kotler. So you can catch either of us after, or if you want the deep dive on this, we're presenting for a typical 75-minute breakout session on Thursday. So this will be the abbreviated version, but feel free to come by and learn more. Welcome. So today I'm going to start at 100,000 foot and then really quickly dive down. I've got about three slides and then all demos. And so I'll take you through the Store for Business and then again have a few minutes at the end for questions and then stick around if you have anything else you want to talk about. So you probably saw at the keynote presentations earlier in this week this common theme that we're really here to talk about digital transformation. All of your jobs has gotten way harder. Beyond all the things that you've had to do before, now you're dealing with increased security concerns, increased deployment, there's a lot more things coming at you faster, plus you've got more business needs and decisions, all the Power BI data analytics work that you may be pulled into for your business. And so our job at Microsoft is really to try to make your life easier, to get you out of the things that are taking a lot of time and let you focus on the things that are high value for the business. So that from that mindset, we're focused on kind of these three areas when we think about Windows 10. We're thinking about deployment. How do we make it as easy as possible to deploy Windows 10? Usage, how do we make it delightful for your users, easy to use, so you don't get burdened by support calls and issues that are raised? And of course, security has to trump everything. Make sure that it is secure and not causing any breaches into your system. This week, you've primarily been hearing either some of the talks earlier today with System Center or Intune or earlier in the week about Windows itself. Today, I'm going to take a step higher in the stack and talk about the application layer and talk about how we're also making it much easier to deploy and for your users to use applications on Windows 10. So we'll drill into the Store for Business. The Store for Business is really designed to be the one place that you have to go and your users have to go to find, to acquire, to manage, and to distribute apps on Windows 10. And it has these kind of three key pillars that map to what we just talked about. One is it's a store that's designed for organizations. So you're not going to find Minecraft in the Store for Business unless you happen to work in an educational institution. And then Minecraft Education Edition will be presented there. And so it's really curated for the type of organization that you're in. The apps that you purchase, that you acquire, are owned by the organization. They're not owned by end users. So it's not based on a Microsoft account. It's based on your organizational IDs. So connecting right into Azure Active Directory. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in just a minute. All the purchases are volume purchases or allow you to purchase in volume. And so you're not going to the store like you do today and just get one app. You can buy 100 or 1,000 apps. And the workflows are designed around that. And they're also designed not just for the type of apps that you would find publicly available to everybody, but for line of business apps that could be published just to you, to your organization, either by your own IT departments or by outside ISVs that can target your organization to say, hey, this line of business app is available to your users. And deployment from the Store for Business is flexible. I'll walk through three different ways to allow deployment to your users, and it takes advantage of the systems that you have in place already. Finally, it's meant to be easy to use for the users. It's directly integrated with Windows, so they're doing what they are used to doing at home on Windows in the office. So they don't have to learn anything new. They can go and discover apps, and app updates, if you so choose to allow them, can just flow through them automatically. All right, I mentioned quick overview. Now let's dive into the demo so that I can show you what I'm talking about. So first, meet Alice and Jerry. Alice is just an end user at Contoso. I will start with Alice, and then I will switch over to Jerry and show you the IT role in this and how it works there. So let me jump out of PowerPoint and switch over to the store. Or not. There we go. All right, so if you've gone to the Windows Store, This may look a little bit different than the Windows Store. It doesn't have the Home tab and the games and movies up at the top because I've used group policy to turn all that off. So you can do that within your organization to say the only things the end users can get to are the apps that I've chosen to make available to them. So this is what we call the private store or your custom store. It's branded with Contoso, and all the apps here are apps that you have chosen to make available to the organization. And you'll see a few different types of apps. You'll see kind of the traditional Office apps in here and any apps that I can get normally. But you'll also see things like Contoso Health and Contoso PaySub, which are line of business apps, private apps just for your organization that have been loaded into the store for business. Now, this experience, beyond it just being a private store, a custom store for Contoso, is just what your users would expect. You click on PowerPoint, I can go ahead and I can read a description, I can go and scroll down and see the reviews and ratings just like I would normally, and I can go back up to the top and click install. It all behaves just like any other app on Windows that, your users would be used to getting from the store. Now, how do you all set this up? Let me switch roles. I'm going to change into Jerry's persona now. So if I launch the store for business, which is just microsoft.com/business-store, I'm taken to this landing page. If you've already deployed Office 365 or have an Azure Active Directory with Intune or Dynamics or anything else, then you're good to go and you can just hit sign in. If you don't have any existing tenant, then you can go through a very simple sign up. It'll just take you about a minute to go through and enter some information, create the tenant that would be the same one that's used by Office 365 and our other services. I already have a tenant for Contoso, so I'm just going to sign in. And it's automatically, I had put in my credentials for Jerry a minute ago, so otherwise we would have just asked for Jerry's credentials on this machine. But now I'm taken to the Store for Business website. The website includes a shopping experience for all of you, for the IT, and people that you choose to give permissions to, and also a set of management tools that I'll briefly walk through. The shopping experience is, again, very similar to what you'd expect, except the apps here are, again, not the games. They're not the things that you would not typically use in the business. They're things that are designed for work. And so you'll see, kind of, just as I scroll down, things that are more aligned with project task management, with finance, and so things like that as I go through this. And then if I go all the way down to the bottom, I see an additional set of categories that I can go and explore. So for instance, let me go ahead and click on developer tools. And you'll see we bring up a filter view that allows me to further refine, pick the tools that I want to make available, and I can go ahead and just select one, and you'll see that in just a minute, to add to that private store or otherwise distribute to my organization. So let me just go ahead and search for a finance app there. And again, just like any other store, we have built-in search controls. So in this case, I can go ahead and say, hey, this is one that's $249. I can click on this is my budget. I get a buy now button. And I can go ahead and just select a quantity, type in 10, 100, however many I need, and go ahead and purchase. And the purchase is based on a corporate credit card today and further purchase instruments to come in the future. And that easily, I go ahead and buy that and add that to an inventory for the organization. If I instead go ahead and here, let me click back for a moment. Let's go ahead and take this, say this free Bloomberg app. I'll show you it for free. Clicking on get the app, it's automatically, because there are unlimited licenses, it's added this to my inventory without obviously me having to provide any payment method. And now when I click close, I'm taken to a management screen. And that management screen is the start of allowing me to distribute this to the organization. Now there are three different ways that I can distribute apps. And I'll briefly walk you through each of them. The first is what we call the private store, which is what I showed you before. So one click of the button, add to the private store. It goes off and takes about 24 hours and it'll appear in that store on all your users' clients. Okay. Second of all is I can assign it out to users. So let me go ahead and show you what that looks like. So in this case, I'm going to assign the Bloomberg app to Alice. So Alice is in my organization. So as soon as I start typing, I get autocomplete for the user, and I can click and assign that to Alice. Now, by doing this, I've granted Alice a license to this app. And Alice, if I switch over to my email for Alice, I'm using two different browsers to log into two different identities, but in this case, I'm Alice. I get an email as Alice that says, hey, Jerry assigned me this app, invited me to use it. And all Alice has to do is click get the app. We're going to launch the store on Alice's machine, and I can click install. Now, I happened to pick an app that was a mobile app. So one of the things I didn't mention is all of this is available on the phone as well. And so I can see in here the exact same private store that I had before. And if I were to click on that email here, then it would automatically add it to my phone. Okay. So I talked about two of the three ways that I can distribute. I can distribute the private store. I can distribute through an invitation. In a moment, I'll talk about the third, which is leveraging your existing management tools. But before I do that, I just want to go back for a moment and show what happens or how else I can manage this once I've assigned it out. So first of all, if I know that Alice isn't using this app or another app, or Alice has left the company, I can easily click on Alice and just reclaim that license. And so that easily, I've taken it back into my inventory. It doesn't really matter in this case because I have unlimited, but if I'm paying $1,000 for an app, obviously it matters a little bit more. But it's that easy for me to get the app back in. I can also go to the management tab here and see my full inventory. And so this has that Bloomberg app there that's not in the private store today, but I have unlimited licenses. So I can go in here on this Bloomberg app and click on the action. I can view more details. I can add it to the private store. All those things that I could do on the other pages right here in here. Now, at the top, you also see that there are a line of business apps that have been submitted to me. If I go back to the management page and click on new line of business apps, then I can see what a publisher that I've allowed access to my store has granted me access to. So in this case, Contoso Development has added Contoso PayStub and Contoso Health as options for me. Now, I have the choice that I can either, again, in the actions, I can either reject this and say, no, this looks suspicious, or it's not ready for me to be deployed to my organization, or I can add it to my inventory. And then it appears just like any other app there. Okay, so it's that easy to have your own IT department take the apps that you're using and just put it into the store. Okay. The last thing I want to show you is that integration with your existing tooling to distribute this, not through either the private store or through direct assignment, but through Intune, SCCM, and so on. And so the store for business, again, if I go into management tools in settings, I can select what management tool I use. And so very easily, I can add a management tool. In this case, I've activated and added Microsoft Intune. And so if I go ahead and switch over to Intune, what you'll see under apps, there's a section called Volume Purchased Apps. We sync from the store for business inventory directly into Intune or other supported management tools, all the metadata that is associated with this. So you'll see, for instance, back to the drawing board, it's a paid app. I have one license that's there, but none of them are available. And then all the other ones, or many of the other ones that are free, they're unlimited there. So it's that easy to just leverage Intune for your distribution. It's in this list. Now I can use all the rules that Intune gives me to deploy these out. And I don't have to let the users in the organization go to the store and pick it. Now, these are not mutually exclusive. I can use the store for some apps. I can use Intune or another MDM for other apps. I can direct assign some to your HR department and so on. And so I can leverage all of these depending on the needs of different departments in the organization to meet whatever needs they have. Okay. So with that, let me just briefly go back to the presentation. Then we'll have a few minutes for some questions at the end. So opportunities to learn more. We've got two breakout sessions, the one I mentioned before on Thursday, that goes a little deeper into all of these topics that I very briefly covered today. And then on Friday, we have about more of the development process and the line of business apps that we talked about, which is building distributing enterprise apps with the Store for Business. There are a couple other related sessions as well. And then there's a theater session, if you want the 20-minute version of the line of business apps in more depth, then come join us for that on Thursday. And then I'd also encourage you to go play around with the lab. You can either do it here or using the MyIgnite app. You can go ahead and try out those labs for about 30 days after, so you can get a chance to feel what the Store for Business is there. There's a lot more resources available. First, go try it out. Sign up at microsoft.com/business-store. There's resources. I think almost everyone here mentioned that they are in IT. So just go to aka.ms/business-store/IT. If you do have developers that you want to provide more information either on developing your own MDM interfaces, because it's a public API that anyone can use, or writing those line of business apps and getting them in the store, those are available on that link. All right. So with that, actually one final request, as you are, since so many of you are in the midst of deployments, if you don't have questions now, but if you have feedback as you're deploying, things that are either holding up your deployment of Windows in general or opportunities to accelerate faster for the Store for Business, go to the Feedback Hub, which is an app in and of itself that's available on all of the anniversary builds of Windows. Or if you're an insider, you also have access to the hub. And just pick Store and Windows Store for Business. We'd love to hear from you, love to hear more. We'll be monitoring that. And we have a continuous cycle, so we're shipping updates weekly to constantly improve. So what questions can I answer? Yes. So the question was, is it possible to let the end users browse but have a request access so that I can request to IT or to a department? At this point in time, it's not. It's a great piece of feedback and one that we have heard. In fact, I think that was the topic that I was talking to someone else at Lockheed about earlier this week. It's something definitely we'd like to explore for the future. There. Other questions? Yeah? On use. So the question was, do we have any reporting on the apps in the business store? So the inventory page that I mentioned shows you all the apps and who it's been assigned out to. So I can see who has the apps and the licenses. So I can go back there. In terms of actual usage of the apps, we don't have that integrated into the Store for Business at this time. But again, great feedback. Yes. So the question again was, building on the previous one, could requests for purchasing go to either IT, a central group, or to their manager? Again, we don't have the functionality built in today to allow purchase or to allow the request to go there. But if the question right now is we want to block purchases, then that's up to you to just add things to the business store today that are just free. And then as we add more functionality and incorporate things like the request workflow, then you could add those additional apps to it. Or you could, the other way to do it is to handle the procurement process offline and say, hey, you have to submit it and here I'm gonna buy 100 and now make those 100 available into the store once it's gone through your traditional processes. There. I think you had a question. Are there any labs talking about Configuration Manager? Yeah. Okay, so there haven't been any examples around Configuration Manager. We will go deeper on Configuration Manager in the breakout session. In particular, one of the things I didn't show today is offline licensing. And for Configuration Manager, it works only with offline licenses. And so we'll talk through all of that on Thursday in the breakout. We won't demo specifically in Configuration Manager, but happy to answer specific questions about that. Or Jan is wandering behind you to answer them now, if you want to go deeper on that. Yeah. Great question. So I can demo really quickly here. So if I go back to the store. So the first thing to say is that global admins are automatically made store admins. Within the store itself, it's under settings permissions. I'm back to two screens. Sorry. So. Let me open that up again. So settings, permissions there. This shows you who currently has access. So if I click add people here, there are three roles within here. There's the store admin, not to be confused with the IT admin, but the IT admins are automatically store admins. There's a purchaser role. Apologies, there is a bug right now. Purchaser role has acquire and distribute permissions, but is not able to set up account settings or policies in here. And then we also integrate device guard settings into this. And so if you've gone to any of the device guards sessions, the line of business portal is where you go to download certificates and to configure that. And so you can set up a specific permissions for handling the device guard. Okay? Yes? Okay, great questions. So the first question is, can you assign people through 80 groups? Can you permission apps through 80 groups? You can't do that today. That's definitely a feedback that we've heard and are interested in. What you can do is you can assign to the group and it'll expand, essentially. So I can enter in a group and it'll be kind of a one-time expansion, but new people that come to the group don't get automatically assigned, or people that are removed don't get it. So it's a one-time expansion there. And it's just when I entered in the users, just in there, you just type in a group there, and it's that one time. The second question was, if I unlicense someone, what happens on their endpoint? So if you're using the store for business, then the app still exists on the client app. But when you boot the app, it will check with the server and say, do I still have a license? And it'll discover it doesn't have a license at that point in time, and the app will stop working. Now, there's a little bit of a delta in there in time period between when we actually request so that if you're offline for a period of time, it doesn't get unlicensed right away, but you'll basically be unable to continue to use the app for. Okay, let me just quickly check the time. How are we doing? We're a couple minutes over, but I don't see the next presenter, so I'll keep talking into the mic until they show up, and then I'll stick around longer. Yes. Yes. We don't support PowerShell today for Store for Business. Yeah, except for normal licensing. Like, you can continue to use it, but not for the licensing of Store for Business apps. Yeah. Yes. I don't know of a way to uninstall that, not through the Store for Business. I'm trying to think if any of the management tools, some of you may be more experts on this than I am, but I don't know if any of the management tools will uninstall it. I think it just delicense it. There. Yes?
In the old Windows 7 world, mm-hmm. They used to assign apps to computer. Like, is there any plans to do that?
So you're saying, are any of the apps supported at a device level, not at a user level? At this point in time, they're not. All of the apps are per user. All the online apps. There are also offline licenses, which we'll talk more about at the breakout. Those offline licenses, if you're leveraging SCCM management tools, those can be applied to all users. There. So it depends. So the process is just like any other app. It goes through the Microsoft Dev Center. So if you're familiar with that, that's how you go ahead and submit a normal retail app as well as a line of business app. So it depends who the line of business publisher, if you will, is. It could be an ISV, and then you're right. You're at the whim of them publishing it. When they go to Dev Center, they have to invite you, and you accept. And again, we'll walk through this more in the breakout session. Once you've accepted, then they can target your specific organization. If it's the IT department, you can just sign up for a Dev Center account, and you can submit your own line of business apps through Dev Center. You can't. We don't support AbbVie packages today. Only AppExes, but that's great feedback. That's, do you have a lot of apps that are AbbVie today? Yeah. Yes. Yep. So the question is, what does the end user see depending on how it's distributed? So again, if it's distributed through the private store, then the end user has to browse and choose the apps that they want. So it's completely kind of self-discovery. If it's through direct assignment, you saw that experience. It's just that email, and then I click, and then I'm taken to the store and installed. If it's through an MDM, that can actually allow you to give the greatest control and push to the device. And so it can be pushed to my start menu and added directly to the device. Exactly. That's right. As an IT department, yes. Or, I should have also added company portal. So if you're leveraging company portal, then you can also use that for distribution. So if your users are already going to company portal, they can continue to go to company portal and see the apps there. I think you asked the same question, but will you ask it again, your question? Okay, so the question is, does company portal also include the store for business, or do the apps you pick here also end up in company portal? Again, if you've connected store for business to MDM, and then you're using that MDM with company portal, then it just flows right through, right? So you can basically leverage the MDM to push to company portal because the inventory that you picked in store for business goes to the MDM, if that made sense. It wasn't complicated. All right. Thank you all for coming. And again, we'll stick around if you have any other questions. Appreciate it.